Okay. Short shear today, because I know you're very tired. Okay, I want to solve one problem, okay? And the problem is, we have steer in the Gemaras. Does Tochen apply to cutting vegetables? Does it not apply to cutting vegetables? And comes along Tosas, on daf, Ayin Dalet, and he says, when the Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to chop vegetables, Haim on the part of Silka, Tosas says this radical thing, Dafka Silka. Yeah, you can't, it's not that you can't chop vegetables. Chop vegetables, no problem. It's only silka, only beets. However, when it comes to shar ochlin, other foods, chop to your heart's content. And we were bothered, what exactly does Tosas, what is he saying? What's the idea? What is the message of Tosas? And the Ritva lays a little bit of a subtle clue. And the Ritva says, Pirei Shri Zal de Dafka Baha. She'ino ochel kamo shuchai. Silka, has anyone ever seen a beet?
Yes.
Have you ever seen a raw beet?
Yeah.
Okay, a raw beet is a round, purplish vegetable that's got a hard, like, brown shell. You kind of peel it. You don't really eat it raw. It's not eaten raw. You cook it, and then you make chrein, and you make borscht, and you make beet salad, and you make other things. But you don't really eat it raw. So says the Ritva that what's unique about beets is not beets, but it's that it's not eaten raw. She'ina ochel kamo shuchai, aval bepas. But if you're talking about, for example, bread, which is eaten raw, meaning not eaten raw, but it's eaten as is, and that's indeed the psak. Oh, ooh, look what we did. Look what I just taught you today. The chen hora Rabbeinu. This is what Rabbeinu said, b'shem Rabo Hagado. Who is the shita who says that grinding bread is mutter? The Ran quoted the name of the Rashba, who lived where?
Spain.
What? Spain. Which part of Spain? No. Catalonia. Barcelona. And who is the Ritva's Rebbe? The Ritva's grand Rebbe was the Rashba. He's quoting the Rashba over here. Okay, so that all ties in. Okay, fine. So the Ritva gives us a little bit of information. But now what I want to do is what I want to spend most of our time today on is the Rambam. So let us take a look at the Rambam, please. We're going to see these Rambams carefully, and I want to, as we learn the Rambams, I'm going to shoot ha'aros. I'm going to shoot thoughts. And hopefully these thoughts will be able to build into an idea. Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. Says the Rambam over here, he wants to introduce us to the idea of a toldah. Ha'toldah hu ha'malacha ha'dom el'av me'elo ha'avos. A toldah is an action to dom el'av. Ketzah. I'll give you an example. Hamechatech es hayerek me'at levashlo, hareze tolda, harezu chay shizu amalacha tolda astchina. Okay, so the Rambam says said something significant. Rabbos said, what is, the Rambam says, hamechatech es hayerek, what's the next word? Me'at, what does that mean? Small, meaning what do I mean a little bit?
Small pieces.
Small pieces. So he's echoing whose shita? Rashi, good, and Chazara, Tosis in Maseches Shabbos Dav, Kuf Yudav, Dak Dak, you might recall. Yafeh. But then he says something else, one extra word, which is very unusual. Don't be shy. Hamechatech esayerek me'at levaslo. Levashla. If you cut vegetables, small pieces, why? Levashla. Then you are doing a told of token, implying that if you're cutting vegetables not to cook, it's okay. It's not a told of token. What is the significance of levashla? And then he says, "V'chalaos edavar dome washat tochen lokeh guf echad mechakol guf marbe." Tochen is to take guf echad and divide it into multiple small pieces. Guf and harbe. V'chalaos edavar dome zeh. How is it told us tochen? Okay, so when you go ahead and you grind, you make metal shavings. That's a tolda of tochen. Okay, that's rhyme number one. What's the key? Levashlo. Levashlo. Next, 8:15. So here the Rambam again tells us, Hamechatech Yerek Talus. If you cut a Yerek Talus, told us Tochen. Okay, very consistent. Hashochek Tavlin, you grind spices, dyes, all Tochen. Interesting. If you cut firewood, is that tochen? If you cut firewood, so Rambam says hamachatek eitzim einom yichay for cutting firewood, meaning that also is taking guf echad, making into small pieces. Now the Rambam I want to really focus on is 21:18. Here the Rambam says some very interesting things, and I want to read this Rambam very carefully and together try and parse what is going on in the Rambam. Hamechatech es hayerek. If you go ahead and cut vegetables, duck, duck. So far, so good. 21:18. Hamechatech es hayerek, duck, duck. Kidei lavashlo. Harei ze told us tochen. If you do it with an agenda of bishul, it's tochen. Okay. Now, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Okay, what's the question you have? What's the issue? What am I bothered by? Not my bother. Doc, doc. What's the magic of levashla? Let me ask something. I'm chopping the vegetables up. Shalom levashla. I'm taking a carrot, chopping it up to eat small piece of carrot. What's the din? According to the Rambam? Mutter. If I'm cutting up the carrots, why to cook it? What's the din? Chai. What's the difference? Din! What? What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? Rhetorical. What's the difference? What's the difference? Now watch this. Jaffe, watch this. Says the Rambam. Lefichach. What does lefichach mean? Therefore, which means there's a transition. We just said, yields this. Ein maraskin. You're not allowed to mash. Lo es hashachas, velo es hacharuvin. Neither shachas, which is small grass. Charuvin is carobs, lefnei behema. Ben daka, ben gasa. Whether daka or gasa. Big animal, small animal. Big animal, small animal. Mipnei shenira ketochen. What does nira ketochen mean? What does nira ketochen mean? It looks like tochen. If I were to ask you, nira ketochen, does that mean doraisa or drabonim? Derabon. It's not tochen. Definitely not tochen. In fact, we're in Perek Chaf Aleph over here. Chaf Aleph is all the Dina Drabon. It's Nire Ketochen. Gentlemen, what's the Lefichach? He just said, Hamechatech Es Hayerek Dak Dak De Levashlo. That's a told of tochen. Therefore, if you cut Shachas Charuvin in front of the behema, it's a drabon. Nirakatuk. Hold on. Let's just finish the Rambam. We'll put all the issues on the table, then we'll try and resolve. Next. Avol, you know, I'll give you a hefter. Mechatkin es hadluin. What a dluin? Dluin. Diluin. You know what dluin are? In Yanadiyom. Today is October 28th, Laminyanam.
Pumpkin?
Oh, pumpkin. Pumpkin. Flew in his pumpkins. Gourds. So if you cut up gourds in front of a behema or a nevela, a carcass in front of klavim, mutter. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? She ain't tchina ba peros. Because there's no iser tochen by fruit. Huh? A pumpkin fruit?
No.
No. Is a carcass a fruit?
No.
No. So what the heck is going on over here? What?
It says in the bottom, days, it says,
you're trying to mess me up? So Gavi Silver Shlita is trying to mess me up. He found a girsa. He found a girsa which says, Ein Trina Ella Baperos. Now that Ella means a big, that's a game changer, no? Like, yeah, you're allowed to go ahead I give you a heter. If you can't stay up, you could go to sleep. Gavaldik. Right answer. Gavaldik. Okay, so listen. You know, in NYU, they don't let you sleep in class. It's a serious place. I know. I'm an alma mater. I wear the, what do they call themselves? The purple violets.
You ever
set it off? No, I would never. So Gabi says Ella. That makes a big difference. If you read the word Ella in there, then you can't go ahead and cut gluin or nevela in front of klavim. She ain't chinah Ella beperos. There's only tochein by. Peros. Now, does that girsa make sense in the Rambam?
No.
Not at all. Why?
We just have vegetables.
We just have vegetables. So they're coming to answer Kasha with a different girsa, Ella, but then the whole Rambam doesn't make any sense. So I'm sticking with the printed girsa. Okay? That's what I'm sticking with. So I both said, could someone give me a pshat? We have a bunch of issues in the Rambam. Why Lavashlo? Why does the Rambam say, oh, you can't go ahead and cut a carcass or pumpkin in front of animals? Why? Because they ain't clean of a peros. What? What do peros have to do with flesh, with carcass? And what is this laficha? What is going on over here? Irving! It might be, Ving. It might be. I think that's reasonable. But let's just advance something a little further, gentlemen. We've learned. We're doing Shabbos now for a couple of months. Hopefully, getting a little bit of a feel for Melachos Shabbos. When we speak about Melachos Shabbos, all of the Melachos, what do we typically find in the Melachos as a general rule? As a general rule, what are we doing? In general, what are we doing? When we cook, when we build, when we sew, when we write, what are we doing? Creating something that heretofore did not exist. We are doing a meaningful act of creativity. Tochen. I get tochen. I get it. When it comes to a kernel of wheat. Are you creating something new? Yeah, what are you creating? You're creating flour. That is a meaningful new stage of development as on the road towards bread. What are you doing when you take a carrot and you cut it into smaller pieces? What was it beforehand? carrot. What is it now? It's carrot, sliced carrot. What have you done? So I think fundamentally what the Rambam is saying is you haven't really done anything. When is tochen a malach? And this is what the Tosis is saying as well. When is tochen called a malach? When it is, listen to the words, when it's part of a process that takes food from a state of inedible to a state of edible. And therefore, if it's part of that process, a stage in that process, then you are tochen. And says Tosas, silka, dafka silka. Why dafka silka? Because silka is inedible. So now, by cutting it, and now throwing it into a pot, that is a meaningful process. It's part of the manufacturing process of food, of rendering it edible. That's a malach. That's a malach. But to cut a carrot into small pieces and eat, that's not a malach. It's not a malach. You haven't done anything. Says, you'll notice, there is a malacha that we mentioned yesterday, mechatech. What is mechatech? What do we say mechatech is? It's cutting. But it's not just cutting. It's cutting to a specific size, a defined size. When you cut toilet paper on the perforations to a specific size, that's mechatech. Not just cutting. Cutting wouldn't do it. It has to be part of a manufacturing process. As a result, says the Rambam, when are you chayav for cutting vegetables? You're only chayav for cutting vegetables if it is kedei levashlo. If it's part of a process of manufacture. Furthermore, furthermore, what's the Rambam say, lefichach? What's the lefichach of the Rambam? So if you take what does he say? If you take grass and what else? Charuvim, carobs, and you cut it in front of an animal, it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan because it's nireh ketochen. Now both say, why is it only an Issur D'Rabbanan? Why is it not tochen? Don't say because you're not cooking it. Not because you're not cooking. Not because you're not cooking. Why is it that when you go in and take grass and you cut it up in front of an animal, or you take a carob and you break it up in front of an animal, says the Rambam, lefichach, it's aser midrabanan because it's nireh ketochen. I'm asking, why is it not tochen? Yes. Why not? Because an animal. Could an animal eat it as is? Yes. If the animal can eat it as is, it is to the animal like food that is edible raw. And therefore, you're not going to be asurin, you're not going to be an Issur D'Oraisa. Worst case, it's nira ketochen. Oh. So therefore, and then the Rambam says, mechatchin dluin lifnei behema and klavim, nevela lifnei klavim. Why is nevela mutter lifnei klavim? Listen carefully. Mipnei mishum she'ein tchina baperos. What's the tsushta? How did the Rambam go from you can cut meat because ain't tchina baperos? Makesha. Yeah. What? What is that? What does it mean, ain't tchina baperos? What's the mess of ain't tchina baperos? What characterizes peros?
Something that can be eaten right now.
Peros do not require cooking. Peros, you pull the apple off the tree, you pull the orange off the tree. Peros are edible raw. That's how peros roll. And therefore, since ain't tchina baperos, why? Because they're edible raw, they do not need manufacture. Their edible cutting is not called a meaningful thing. Therefore, cutting up a nevela in front of a dog is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because a dog doesn't need your cutting. In other words, this, I believe, is the pshat in the Rambam, and this is the pshat in Tosis. That's exactly what Tosis has in mind. I would even add a little bit. Why does the Rashba say that Tochein is mutter la'alter? Why does he have that kula of la'alter is mutter? Because if it's la'alter, it's part of just getting it into your stomach. It's part of achila. So this is not a manufacturing process. It's not a process of developing the food. It's the food is ready. The food is ready to go. And therefore, there is no din of Tochein. Now, one more second. I just put on your marmakomos a couple of additional sources. Let's look at this Tosefta. An interesting Tosefta. Source number 8. Tosefta writes, wow, this is very interesting. Ein maraskin devela vigrogeres v'charuvin lifnei zakenim b'shabbos. What can't you do? You can't grind vegetables, gross charuvin, etc., in front of zakenim. What's the message over here of this Tosefta? Yeah, because the zakenim, they can't eat the peros as such. They can't eat the peros. It's too tough for their teeth or whatever. So therefore, you mash, you grind the ochel. What are you doing for these zakenim? You're rendering it edible. And therefore, the Tosefta says it's awesome. And that, I think, is the overarching message of the Rambam and the Baal HaTosis when it comes to Malachas Tochein. Yes, questions. Ari, Avi.
So according to the Rambam, is there any point where is there something edible to edible where you would say it's edible enough to eat and therefore you need to stop at some point? Or it's up to you when you want to eat?
Can't answer that question. I don't know. Here we're living in the world of like abstractions. So at what point is it edible? It's not, you know, that, I'm not going to get into that.
I'm saying, is it up to you? When you choose to say it's considered edible?
Probably not. Probably objective. Yeah. Daniel Jeff.
For sure. In the case of the hairs and grass of the animals, why is that the Nirek token at all? Because if you're in front of them and in that or reasoning for we know that it is not token because they're in front of them and they can see it, and we know
that they can see it. And why is it here at all? What are you doing when you do it? What is the verb that the Rambam uses? Maraskin. That's why it's near a katochin. You're right. Maraskin means to mash. Unlike, for example, in the Vela, what did the Rambam say? What was the verb? Mechatchin. Mechatkin is like, that's mutter. When you start to mash, grind, really, that's already, yeah, it's not a derisa, because they could eat it as is, but it's nira ketochin. Yeah.
How do you explain what Rambam says about shaving metal and cutting wood?
What's your problem?
That's not food.
No. So this din of lavashlo, in other words, I think that's very fine. In other words, when it comes to non-food items, like metal, like a wood. So then the processing, you want metal shavings. You want wood sawdust. That's what you want. So now you're creating that. That's what you want. It's a new product. Piece of wood is not sawdust. Metal shavings is not metal. So that's a manufacturing process.
These are all
told as a tochen. They're told as a tochen.
And so would you say that the process of
tochen
would be something that manufactured?
Taking a guf echad and rendering it meaningfully and newly usable into a new object by making it into gufim harbe.
The only actual token would be the flower.
Flower is the av malacha, but these are told us in the same vein.
It doesn't have to be necessarily food.
No, it does not have to be food. But by food, you need a manufacturing of food, and that means it's kedei lavash. Correct. Okay, Rabosai, let's see.
According to what Tom Gavi just said, didn't the Rashi yesterday that therefore it would be
Right, again, according to the Rush, there is no tochen by food.
Right.
No, let's go back to the Rush. So the Rush yesterday said there's no tochen by food. Why is the Rush saying there's no tochen by food? Because really, if I asked you, what is the manufacturing of the food? Even raw food, what's the real manufacturing? What's the creation? What's the edibilizing of the food? It's the cooking. The tochen is an insignificant step in the process, and therefore, ein tchina be'ochlin. And perhaps that's the explanation of the Rush. Okay, What do I want to do with you? Let's take a look at this Trumas Hadeshen together. Tomorrow, we'll learn Trumas Hadeshen. Tomorrow, we're going to look at Tochen Halach Lamaisa. And I'm going to give you an example, Ineder. Very simple exam. This is my first exam. In my first, when I was learning Hilchos Shabbos downstairs in the Kollel, I had this chus of my first limud. We were learning Simen Shin Yutesh, Shin Chav, Shin Chavav. Shin Yutesh is Borer, and Simen Shin Chav Aleph is Tochein, Shin Chav is Dash. So we were learning all those food-oriented malachs, and the test was very simple. The way they gave us a bechina, they said, it's Shabbos, and you're going to make a salad of cucumbers with little onions, with carrots, with whatever. You're going to add, maybe you're going to have some egg salad on the side, maybe make some tuna fish with mayo and this, and celery, whatever. What are the halachic issues in making the salad? Are you allowed to, you're not, and how do you go in and do so? And it asked us basically to address the tochen issues, chopping up onions, the borer issues, the lush issues, we haven't discussed lush, the kneading issues, and the dash issues. It was very good. What? Okay. So let's see the Trumas Hadeshen. You remember who the Trumas Hadeshen is?
Yeah.
It's our second Trumas Hadeshen. Mm-hmm. What was special and unique about Trumas Hadeshen? First of all, where do you live? My hometown. Good German Jew, Trumas Hadeshen. And the Trumas Hadeshen, he wrote a tshuva sefer. And who wrote the tshuvas? Who wrote the shilas? He wrote his own shilas. So here's the shilas. We're going to learn the underlying part, but let's reach the shilas in the beginning. Mi she'eno yachol lilos yafe b'shinai. If a person cannot chew well with his teeth, v'yesh lefanav basar she'eno rach, and he has tough meat in front of him, kigon sli, like roasted meat, shukosha lil os, shori le lachtoch ha'basar b'shabes dak dak b'sakin lo ochlo achar kach olav. Is he allowed to cut up the meat, dak, to eat on Shabbos, yes or no? That's his question. Okay, he wrote the question. You know why he wrote the question? Because he wanted to discuss these inyanim. Okay, so the first part that's not underlined, he goes through the sugya, and he says, Tosas, dak, and he quotes Rashi, Mechatcho Hadek, and he quotes the Rosh, back and forth, he quotes all the everything that you already know, your big experts, and he quotes the Rambam. And then he says, I'm going to start where it's underlined. He starts discussing tochen achar tochen. Velo matzinu tochen achar tochen. You never have a case in the Shas and in Rishonim of tochen achar tochen. What have we discussed? All the tochen case we discussed. What have we discussed? Fruit, we discussed vegetables, and the one case of bread, what did all the Rishonim say about bread? It's a lap. So no, there's no issue of tochen achar tochen. Mashma ilav haynu tamei har shayit kinev alechem. If it wasn't for that, it would be shayit by lechem afagav de ochelhu. Uve orzaruah kasa nami di yesh tchina ba peros. The orzaruah says yesh tchina ba peros against who? Against the Rambam. Mikol makom nire v'ikar lemeimar de bebasar mevushal otsoli de benidon didan kule alma moldu de shari. Everyone agrees. Chopping meat is mutter. Wow. V'lo dami le'etzim peros v'alechem. Why? Chiddush. Te'inhu kulan gidulan min ha'aretz. Just dropped the bomb. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, There's no tochen by what? By animals, because animals are not, by meat, because meat is not gidulei karka. Eitzim, they grow on the ground. That's eitzim. Fruit, vegetables, gidulei karka. Meat is not gidulei karka, and therefore, metal is not gidulei karka. Metal is karka. Metal is not gidulei karka, correct? And with, when we're speaking here about, it's a good question, actually. I was going to answer you that maybe it's only when it comes to foodstuffs. But he talked about eitzim, so I'm not sure. It's a good question. It could be he counts metals as gidulei karka because it is karka. It doesn't grow in the ground, but it's mined from the ground. Maybe. I don't know. Good question. Hold on. So he says, so by lechem, peiros, etc., yesh b'minam tchinen kagon. Kigon tvua v'kitnios. Dikar tchina shai b'hu. Guys, you know what this Israeli food they like to eat is tchina? You've heard of tchina? You know why it's called tchina? Because it's sesames that are ground. So it's called tchina. Okay? By the way, if I can give you some free advice, never, ever, ever buy store-bought tchina. If you're ever getting yourself some tchina, don't buy from the store the prepared tchina. Buy the raw tchina and make it yourself. Infinitely better. Infinitely better. What? Meaning they have this like tchina concentrate. And you add water, a little lemon juice, salt, parsley, what?
Sheer activity one day?
Maybe. For sure. That's a good call. Excellent. Okay, now. We have by Ma'amir and other malachos only by Gidulei Karka. Okay. So he says, bottom line, should there be an Isser of cutting meat on Shabbos? Yes. No. Why? Because ain tochin ela be Gidulei Karka, and meat is not Gidulei Karka. If I were to ask you a question, is this Trumas Hadeshin, who says meat is not Gidulei Karka, against anything else that we've learned this year, what would you tell me? What do we say when it comes to milking a cow? The Gemara says, ain't this Gidulei Karka, but a cow is dash going to Rashi and the Rambam? Why? Because cows are gidulei karka. What's the Trumas Hadeshin saying? No. Meat is not gidulei karka. Did I just pull the fast one on you? What did I just do? I just said a cow is gidulei karka according to Rashi and the Rambam, and therefore that's against Trumas Hadeshin. Is that true? What's the Trumas Hadeshin talking about? He's not talking about a cow. He's talking about the basar. He's talking about the meat. A cow eats from the ground is gidulei karka. Once you shech the cow and you have a piece of meat, no one's going to tell you that what? That the meat is called gidulei karka. Oh. But then he says, so am I going to lie and chop up the meat? On Shabbos Kodesh, you're sitting down to eat lunch, and you have a piece of chomp meat, and you start to cut it up, mutter aser. So what are you going to say? Give me a lumdisha answer. Give me the answer. You're going to say it depends. It depends if you're 20 or if you're 90. If you're 20, what's the din? Mutter. Why? Because you can eat it as such. If you're 90, then this is part of a tikkun ha'ochel event, and therefore maybe us. And that's indeed what he says over here. He says, so I'm not making you to my time. Lato basar chai daktak v'tzok opus l'achila. The whole v'ena basar ken roi l'achila. Since this basar is not as such roi l'achila, el l'akuso so. All the chickens could do with this meat is chew on it, but they can't really eat it. The lav kuurche. Iklameimar, da'od, itiru tosis, litchon oichlan, amishun etzar tchina. Dibar ochile kamosu soli. You could eat it as is. You can eat an apple without cutting it down. Vahayaloa so ben shinov. You could do what? You could eat it with your teeth. So what difference does it make if you chew with your teeth? You're chewing it with a knife before you put it in your mouth. It's the same exact thing. However, if you're talking about a piece of meat in front of what? Your great-grandmother. Who needs what? Who needs it to be cut down? So he's saying, it could be that, in other words, so, yeah, very good. Yon, good, excellent. So you're excellent. He's saying, I think what he's saying is fine. You're right. Beautiful. Yona, big hug. Excellent. Don't do that. Don't celebrate the bad habits. So perhaps the Chumash Hadeshin is saying, hey, this is what he's saying. On a Doraisa level, ain't Tchina Ela Bigdulei Karka. But on a Darabanan level, at the heart of Malachas Tochein is rendering food inedible to edible. And therefore, it could be that in front of elderly people, wouldn't be chayiv, but it'll be an isser of mashve ochlin. You're making food. You're generating food. And he leaves the last two letters of the piece are etzarech iyun, but that is kind of how he suggests. So again, you're right. Yonah on a doraisa level ain't tchina b'gdulei karka. Midrabanan, if we're talking about like the Tosefta says, elderly people, then already there might be an isser of mashve ochel, making food. We are going to stop here. We are going to tomorrow, Bli Neder, since it's Thursday, we're going to look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha. We're going to look at Rav Moshe Feinstein, who's going to ask the following question. Can you go ahead and mash a banana in front of a baby to help a baby eat the banana? We'll look at some of those issues. And then we will, on Sunday, hopefully Sunday will be somewhere else. Whenever it is, yeah, Ben Hashem, we will move on to our next malacha. Shkoyach very much. Have an excellent day. Thank you very much.